The Visit to the Museum. Jules was very excited. Today, his class was visiting a museum for the first time. Jules was eager to discover all the artworks in the museum. Ancient paintings, statues, mysterious objects. Jules wondered which artwork would be his favourite. Once they arrived at the museum, the children lined up behind the teacher. The teacher warned the children,
"Don't forget to stay together, and above all, don't touch anything."
The teacher guided the children through rooms filled with magnificent artworks. Jules listened carefully, but suddenly his gaze was drawn to a large painting. The painting depicted knights, horses, and flags. It was a battle scene. Fascinated, Jules approached the painting without even realizing it. The scene depicted in the painting seemed almost real. Jules reached out towards the painting, curious to feel its texture. But when his fingers brushed the painting, a flash of light blinded him. Jules closed his eyes. When he opened them again, he was no longer in the museum. He was standing in the middle of a battlefield. Shouts and the clash of swords echoed around him. He was surrounded by real knights. Jules didn't understand what was happening. He murmured, "Where am I?" A knight approached Jules. He said to him,
"You are in the middle of the Battle of Mondragon. We need you to save our kingdom."
Jules' eyes widened. He asked,
"Me? Well, how could I help you?"
The knight explained to him,
"The king has lost the flag with which he leads his troops. Without this flag, the soldiers are disoriented and are beginning to lose hope. We absolutely must find the flag to win the battle."
Jules stammered,
"But I'm just a child."
The knight replied,
"It's not a matter of age. It's a matter of courage. And I believe you are very brave."
Jules felt determined to help the king. He began to search for the king's flag. He finally spotted it on the muddy ground. Jules ran towards the flag, dodging soldiers and horses. As Jules approached the flag, an enemy knight noticed him. He rushed towards Jules. Jules, frightened, looked for a way to defend himself. He took a deep breath and picked up a fallen shield. He raised it to block the enemy's knight's attack. Surprised by Jules' courage, the enemy knight stopped. Quickly, Jules grabbed the flag and ran towards the king. When he reached the king, he held the flag high. The king's soldiers let out a victorious shout. They gathered around the flag. Invigorated, they pushed back their enemies and won the battle. The king, grateful, said to Jules,
"Thanks to you, we have won the battle. Your courage has saved our kingdom."
Jules smiled, proud to have helped the king. But before he could reply, another flash of light blinded him. He closed his eyes, then opened them again. He was back in the museum, standing in front of the painting. The other children were still there, listening to the teacher. They didn't seem to have noticed Jules' absence. At the end of the visit, the teacher asked each child which artwork they had preferred. Jules replied with a smile,
"Oh, the painting of the battle. I think it hides many things, secrets."
and Jules held on tightly to the memory of that great adventure.